keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Monday, and so much territory to cover, right? Love it. Ron Arnold here, Executive Vice President of the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise and a Policy Advisor to the Heartland Institute. We love free enterprise. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So,
good to be here.
Glad to have you here. I like to know how I'm squandering my money any given day as a taxpayer to the United States government, and you're going to share some of those squanderings with us. I think, I don't know if squanderings is a word, but I'm going to use it anyway. But funding of dubious science based on fear and other non-science part, you know, we were just talking about this with another issue, transgenderism and fake science, you know, politics taking the place of science. And how dangerous is that when politicians take over the role of scientists in America?
Well, the obvious problem is that you're going to have no information at all, really, if it's all fake. The real scientists who actually don't really agree sometimes with policy, they're the ones that are going to be put out in the cold. So the good guys essentially have been completely kicked out by the bad guys.
Yeah, so I mean, U.S. is funding dubious science and unfounded fear. For example, Donald Trump's EPA facing a tsunami of vitriol for trying to drain the D.C. swamp. I'm quoting from a Heartland Institute article here, of rogue regulators that rule with made-to-order scientific lies and invented threats because the money is there. I mean, if you apply to the government says, well, we've got this amount of money, a couple of million dollars for a grant if you study this. But the indication is they have a predetermined outcome they'd like you to arrive. And if you don't arrive at that predetermined outcome, well, guess what? Next year when that $2 million comes around, it's going to go to somebody else. Basically, it's blackmail, is it not?
That's exactly what it is. And it's kind of it's even more dark than that. Really, most of these studies that they're talking about, quote, studies, unquote, actually come from somebody in the White House for the request wants somebody to come up with proof that product X is bad so that we can regulate it over in our Environmental Protection Agency and or whoever it happens to be in Interior Department. The real source of it is not just the scientists that's got the no scruples. It's scientists who are itching for the money, and the White House or somebody, one of his agencies, calls up and says, hey, we need science that says such and such. Oh, we can do one of those. And now that's worse than fake. It's political science. It's not real science.
Yeah, if you are manipulating to get a predetermined outcome, then that you're right, that's worse. If you're just taking facts don't matter. Just insert the number. For example, we know that there's been a lot of evidence to suggest that numbers have been manipulated for climate change and adjustment of numbers. I mean, that's come out time and again, and yet people look the other way and pretend as if it hasn't happened. And yet, here you are, for lack of a better term, you're bastardizing the science to come up with a political result.
Well, I'm glad you said it that way. I don't know that I would, but that's exactly what's happening.
Well, that's why I'm here. I do these important things.
We've had the privilege of talking to a number of people who actually do know what's going on, scientists that study atmospheric science, and they figure out what's really going on, and they just tell you what all of their machinery and their computers actually told them and take you satellite pictures of it. And there it is. And if you want to know how to replicate, which that's a big deal in science, can you replicate the product? Here you are with all of these scientific conclusions, but how'd you get there? And that's the real thing that's being hidden by these political scientists on particularly climate change. That's a real.
So how do we keep everybody buffaloed? I mean, if, honestly,
well,
Ron.
It is, and the air is everywhere. And that's the thing that if you can find something that you can regulate everywhere, you'll do it if you happen to be one of the kinds of Obama administration type science purchasers. Well, I don't know how you get around that. Here's somebody with all of the money in the taxpayer's purse and says, here you are, we would like this particular whatever it happens to be. And they produce it, but they don't tell you how they got there. So other scientists can't find out, is this a crock or is this real science? And it's that lack of transparency that's probably...
Isn't that why we have peer-reviewed studies? Isn't that why you're supposed to have, you know, here's the study?
It's supposed to be that way. You have peers, but the truth is, all of these journals that have these peers, that it's turned into to PAL review, because these guys have all kinds of friends who are also on the take, and they're doing all of the reviews and things like that of comments and evaluations in the journals. And well, if everybody's on the take, what do you think they're going to say? So that's the real problem.
Yeah, no question. If they're on the take and they, you know, they're just taking the money. You know, they're selling their souls for the money, it sounds like. I'll give you the last word. We got about 15 seconds.
Okay, the House Space Science and Technology Committee is actually trying to put an end to this. Some members of Congress that have a good heart, and they really want to make real science in America and make America great. Well, how about it's American science making that great? And there are some people in Congress who are trying to do that, and God bless them.
Well, God bless them for that. Ron Arnold, good conversation. Great insight, as always. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. It is 52 after.